Thanks so much for listening to Take 10 with We Coach, a new initiative we launched in response to the given current landscape, aimed at offering quick 10-minute interviews with coaches and industry influencers as we adjust to this new virtual reality. Today, I get a chat with Big Ten champion and Iowa field hockey head coach, Lisa Salucci. Lisa, thanks so much for being here. First off, how are you?
Thanks for reaching out, Megan. First off, I wanted to say thank you for all the content that We Coach is putting out. It's fantastic. So thank you for keeping coaches connected and continuing to fuel our minds with such positive communication and resources. I've really taken advantage of it. So really appreciate that. I'm doing well. I'm not a homebody, so this has been a bit challenging for me. And I am, you know, embracing all of the things that I rarely have time to do. Really, biggest change has been establishing a different routine. You know, I've had the same routine for so long when I'm in the working coaching mode, and I'm used to having very little time during the day to do what I need to do for myself. And so now I have this time. So what do I do with it? I consider myself a taskmaster and I'm a list maker, as it's rewarding for me to cross things off my to-do list each day. So I'm still doing that, still making the list each night, and the list just looks very different than it did 15 days ago.
Like clean out the closet and sweep off the porch and shovel snow and those kind of things, or what's filling your days now?
Those kind of things, for sure. There's no snow, so that's great. I'm able to, you know, exercise whenever I want to. I'm reading a lot more than I ever had time for. Last night, I actually put a bike trainer together for a really long time in my basement to try to set that up, which I'm not very handy in that way. So that was challenging but fun. And really just connecting with family and former teammates and coaches and colleagues that I, you know, don't get the opportunity to do as much as I have been the last 15 days.
Well, I love hearing that you're embracing this pause and mental wellness, physical wellness, all those things that sometimes go out the window when we're in coach mode, for sure. So it's so funny though, I have been hearing from so many coaches and talking, it's like you guys just went to a grinding halt from 100 miles an hour in practice mode and competition mode and prep mode or recruiting mode to literally not being able to do anything. So has that been more of a mental adjustment than you maybe would have initially thought?
You know, it really has. I've never had this type of a pause ever in the last 20 years of my coaching career. So, but you know, I am embracing it, and it was nice the first, you know, 5 days. And now, you know, I'm still trying to my best to enjoy it, but I'm antsy. I'm antsy to get back out there with the team and, you know, in person and be on the field. But we're just shifting our focus, and there's still so much that we can do and have been doing with the team in this time apart.
I know it's literally crazy. A month ago to the day, I was on campus there in Iowa City. Who would have ever known that 4 weeks later, this is what our new life would become? Walk us through, really, you know, March 13th was the day things started to shift and the information was coming at us fast and furiously. Walk us through what it was like to tell the team and then how you got everyone settled.
Yeah, well, you know, we were right in the middle of our spring season and had just transitioned to practicing outside on Grant Field, which is always so exciting for us when we're in Iowa in the winter. And the team was just excited about the momentum that we were continuing to build from the fall and getting primed for our spring competitions. And we were literally finishing up a lifting session when I got word to halt and debrief the team about what was happening. So, you know, I collected myself quickly, chatted with the staff, and then, you know, met with the team. And what was different for us was this was the start. The day after would have been the start of our spring break. So within hours that day, we had people planning to leave to go on spring break all over the country and on the world, and not knowing what our reality would look like once break was over. So as you can imagine, there were a ton of emotions and a lot of questions. And, you know, really, we spent the time together talking about the unknown. We talked a lot about staying poised and present as best as possible until we did know more. Of course, we talked about staying healthy and our responsibility to keep those around us healthy. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about supporting those athletes at Iowa who just had their seasons and careers cut short. And really, most importantly, we talked about the importance of staying connected with each other. You know, the team was devastated that we wouldn't continue our spring season. but they quickly got to acknowledging how grateful they were that we did get a chance to have our complete season, to win championships, to honor our seniors, to celebrate our season at our banquet in February. You know, we had all those opportunities that so many of their peers, you know, would no longer have. So it turned quickly from them being devastated and really upset to what they lost to like, wow, guys, let's be really grateful for what we did have. And now how can we support those people who are going through, you know, this unimaginable fate that they're facing right now?
Awesome perspective from an awesome head coach right there. That was awesome. So you mentioned the importance of staying connected with the team. How are you staying engaged now with them all over the country?
Yeah. So, you know, I think sometimes, you know, in a crisis, a lot of people tend to fall into like a type of paralysis. And I wanted to make sure we as a staff relayed to the team that, you know, we no longer have our spring season, but we still have so many choices and that we've all been given the gift of time right now. And we get to focus on those things that we've, you know, may have not given much attention to in the past. So right away, we asked the team, turn their focus to things they can control, and look forward to giving attention to those things that have been on the back burner. So, you know, we had spring break. Our spring break was extended, you know, into this week as well, because Iowa was transitioning to online classes. And we had our first Zoom team meeting Wednesday this week. And, you know, we're spread out all over the world right now. So the joy on everyone's faces as each one of them popped up on the screen was so awesome and fun to be a part of. We've been trying to focus our conversation on, at least on Wednesday, was how to continue to build connection as a team during this time. We did talk about, you know, what are your worries? What are they wishing for? And, you know, what did they want to be as a team and individuals when this was all over? So, you know, really asking themselves, how are they going to show up, you know, when we finally get to be back together? So we have a lot of things planned for the coming weeks with our group. We'll carry forward the culture building. We were already engaged in the spring and, you know, we were fortunate to work with the amazing Betsy Butterick in early February. So we'll be carrying forward some great activities on improving our communication. And we have a really dialed in group. So I'm confident we'll stay on course. It's just going to look a little different.
Well, and I know you're just starting to wrap your minds around this, right? They're just coming off of, or getting ready to come off of this extended break. What are you finding the most challenging about them being out there remotely?
Yeah, well, first of all, all the time zones we're in, that's a little bit challenging, trying to find a time to be together. But then, you know, also just a lot of their worries and what's been challenging to them is, you know, we have people in different states and different countries who they really can't, you know, be outside. So how do they continue to train? What does that look like? You know, we're having to get very creative. And then just, you know, them feeling isolated if they're not with everyone in their family or whatnot. So again, we're trying to do a lot to say how we can stay connected, and they have a lot of great ideas and have been sharing a lot of things among the group, and then just really training ideas so they can feel like, you know, they still have a great purpose and they're being able to, you know, continue to accomplish goals that they had set for themselves.
Well, and you alluded to this as we opened up the conversation. Are they able to find some sense of normalcy now within their own environments?
Yeah, you know, I think it's really going to help with our classes begin again on Monday online. And even though it looks a little different, you know, they'll be back in more of a routine. And that's kind of what we're spending a lot of time with them doing is, you know, trying to find that structure and routine, because I think athletes really crave that, especially this generation. And so, you know, we've given them kind of a form to help guide that if they wanted to use that to really set their day up the day before. And a lot of people felt that that's been very helpful. So they're really trying to get into a new normal.
Well, and what are you using with your, what technology tools are you using with your team to stay connected?
Yeah. I mean, we're using Zoom. Obviously we have, you know, just over text message, FaceTime. We also use Huddle because we do a lot of stuff with video and they can shoot information back to us and we can comment on that. So that's kind of what we're using right now and trying to be as creative as possible in all those forms.
Well, and I love that you're still focusing so much on culture here throughout the spring. Even, you know, it might even become stronger as you're forced to work on this from far away as opposed to in person.
Yeah. You know, our staff felt the same way, and, you know, it's just something that, you know, it's one of those things when you're in practice every day and you're on the field and, you know, things can kind of not take a sidestep there, but you really get to now just really focus on those things and those goals and the culture and those meetings rather than, thinking about what you're going to be accomplishing at practice on field every day. So we're excited to be able to use this time, and we told the team, like, these are the choices we have in front of us, and, you know, let's continue to be better athletes, better coaches, build a better program with, you know, much better connection.
I applaud you for how quickly you've pivoted. I think it's so awesome how our entire coaching community has really risen up to meet this new set of challenges head on by quickly adjusting to the virtual world, and by staying connected, not only within your own sport, but across sports as we've all kind of come together, at least what I'm seeing and hearing. My last question for you is, what have you found a whole new appreciation for from being at home?
How much prep it takes to really make sure you're like cleaning your groceries and vegetables well, and like to actually cook a really complete meal. So man, I've never spent this much time actually like cleaning fruits and veggies. I'm totally putting a disclaimer out there, but and just really prepping meals. So I'm starting to get into it, but I have people who know me, my patience is short sometimes. So this is a real big growth opportunity for me. So I'm
working. Love it. But you're embracing it. That's the important thing.
I am embracing it. Yes, I am.
Oh my gosh, Lisa, thanks so much for being on. It was a wealth of nuggets that you were dropping there. I just super appreciate your perspective. I know our coaching community will eat it up.
Oh, thanks so much, Megan. I appreciate it. Everybody stay safe out there.
Likewise, you stay safe and healthy.
Thank you.